And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm proud of you because you've been going to the gym very early, mate. In the morning.
Yeah, before
we come
work.
In. Yeah. Good on you.
Ta.
And I know that I've been copping a bit of flack, especially from Cameron Ling. Never from you, but Cameron Ling, always. About me because I bought myself a yoga mat. And, you know, it was a little while. Like, I got some yoga classes for Christmas, which I wanted, like a 10-class pass.
Oh, did you?
And
I don't think you told us that. I think you just said you had sort of resolved to, or your New Year's resolution was to...
Yeah.
To do yoga.
Yeah, because I had the passes. I asked for the passes.
I didn't realise. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And then so I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And then I was just waiting to get the mat and all this stuff. So now I got the mat. And I went last week.
Yeah.
Because Lingy's always like, oh, you never go to yoga. I've been going for runs. What have you been doing? It's like, all right, Lingy, I get what you're saying. And so, you know, if you, have you been to yoga before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've run a yoga class before for the radio.
Okay. But in your personal life, has personal Tom done anything
yoga?
Well,
that's why, because I had such a good time going. Carly is a trained yoga teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so.
My life is yoga.
Yeah.
I've got that tattooed on me.
And you also have the legs that go behind your head too.
That's right.
It's perfect.
I've got it tattooed. So on this cheek it goes, my life is ya. And on this cheek it goes, ga.
I hate you so much.
Tell me more about yoga.
This is not very namaste.
No, because then when I'm doing my downward dog.
No, I get it. I get it. The O, yes. Anyway. So there's a number of different classes you can do.
I know.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And so you can go there. You know, there's meditation classes and then there's meditation with a little bit of yoga. And then there's a little bit more yoga. And then there's like power yoga. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So there's like, there's all these different levels.
Beer now, yoga, goat yoga. There's lots of yoga.
There's
yogas.
All these, yeah. You know, yogas. But at this specific center, it's like, you know, they're like yoga for everyone. But you can either go, you know, this class if you feel that you want to really... push yourself, you know, go to this one.
Mm.
And if you kind of want something a bit more relaxing, go to this one, right? So last week I went to a gentle yoga.
Okay.
And called Gentle Flow.
Sure.
And I was like, this is great. And I felt really good.
Mm.
I was like, awesome. So when I was booking again for yesterday, I went and I saw Flow and I was like, awesome. Yeah, book me in. An
sure.
hour of Flow, I'm there.
Yeah, what right. kind of flow though?
Well, yeah. So once class started, I thought, ooh, it was fast and it was intense yoga. And I had to find the yogi inside.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like riding a bike.
Heavy flow.
Heavy, well, yeah. And and a full moon and it's all happening.
Wow.
So I, yeah, and I thought, you know what, Lauren? And I saw there was a class of like, I think there was five of us. And it was great. And I was like, I'm not going to embarrass the class by letting them down.
Okay.
By me not being able to flow more than the regular person.
Sure.
Not, you know, like I want to be in the flow with all the other flowers.
Mm.
And I did it. And I, you know, I stood on one foot and I bent forward and I did all the things. And yeah. Yeah. And I was afterwards, I said to the lovely teacher, I said, I'm so sorry if I did not get all of that right. I totally booked the wrong class.
She's like, we could tell.
Yeah.
It's too late
to
do anything about
it. She's like, no, it's fine. You know what I mean? And yeah, but go, yes.
Good on you, mate. Good on you.
Thank you.
How quickly do they change positions in that? Is that
very quick. It's one of the quick ones where you're like, up, down, pay, now we're going.
Y-M-C-A, it's fun to stay at the
Y-O-G-A.
And then you're like, but my life really is yoga. And she's like, I don't believe you. And then you turned around and you showed her.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
This is it.
Guess the year.
Hey, all right. Guess the year is Geelong, the Surf Coast and Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. And we're going to play right now.
Can you explain it for us, please, Tom?
I can indeed. What we're going to do is we're going to play little bits of songs. We're going to cast our minds back through the mist of time. Remember where we were, what we were doing, what sort of emotional trauma we were enduring. When we first heard that song, that would give us a fair indication as to what year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. We reveal on three, closest two without going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three. I think we're ready to play.
Did you notice I got in early to say, Tom, can you explain it?
Thank you.
Either of us having to explain it.
Appreciate that. It's not our job, you know.
That's right.
I go very Scott Morrison on that one. It's not my job.
Oh. You don't hold the hose.
No.
You don't hold
the noozle for the hoozle.
For guess the year. Cool. Mm. Okay. I reckon we're ready to play. So let's have a question number one for guess the year this week.
Meredith Brooks?
Yeah. We used to be able to say bitch on the radio.
Ooh.
Is that right?
About that.
You're still not allowed to?
Don't you think it's weird though?
Yeah.
It's like we would never say that.
But you just did.
Yeah, but it's there on the song.
It's the name of the song,
isn't
it?
Did you see Boss Man's eyes and nostrils just flare up then?
Mate, I've got to be lots of balls in the air. All right, so I'm going to say...
Yep, I'm good.
I've written something down.
I had a guess.
No, I'm changing. I'm changing by 1 year.
All right, 3, 2, 1. 1997.
Oh,
Liggy and I say
close.
7, you say 6. Let's find out.
The year was 1997.
Yes.
Oh, well done, boys. On the nose.
1 point apiece for Liggy and I. Here we go. Question number 2 for guess the year.
Why don't we play this song anymore?
Mika?
Yeah.
Is that Mika, Love
Mika.
Today?
Mika.
Cat. Can you give me a little bit of an indication of where you are at this song?
Where are you?
Flying somewhere.
Are you in G-Town?
I've got a bit of a emo. No, I'm not in. I'm not in G-Town, and I've got a bit of an emo fringe and wearing very skinny black jeans.
And you love that song, but you don't tell your friends you love that song.
No, Happy Ending is the best Mika song.
What? Okay.
This is the way you left me. You know that slow?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do we have to guess the year of that song or this one?
What's the one? big
girl,
girls,
you are beautiful.
Beautiful.
Well, I wouldn't have
Man,
said that.
Man, that is unreal, that song.
I just want the record to show that I didn't say that
Why?
At all. I'm not involved
oh, you're not
with
into
any
big
sort
girls?
Of. Well, I'm not saying anything about anybody because I
don't
see. Oh,
you're not into big girls.
I don't see songs in size, mate.
Okay,
I don't see song titles in size. I do know
Except
what year
Except for
this
the big kahuna.
Out.
Let's find out what year it is.
Three, two, one.
Wait. That was me. That was my fault. So I just wanted to keep the wheels moving. Sorry, Bowden. I say 3, 2, 1. 2011.
2004.
2009.
The year was 2007.
What did you say?
4.
Oh, Liggy gets a point.
Yes. Okay, that's 2 for Liggy.
2 for Liggy, 1 for me.
I can't believe you're putting Bowden under this much pressure, Loggy.
Sorry.
Should we wrap it up? That's a win for Lingy.
Is
that? Nah, let's play one more. Go on.
Question number 3. Here we go.
Definitely.
I'm
sick.
I'm glad I've already won because I got no idea with this.
Jonas
one.
Blue?
Yeah, here we go.
Classic.
Where's the drop?
What's the theme, by the way? I don't know what the theme is this week.
Is it Mama?
Okay, I'm going to say... All right, I'm going to have another go. 3, 2, 1.
2017.
16.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lingy, nice. If you get this is a very impressive performance from you.
He didn't write anything down. Yeah, all right.
Okay, all right, here we go. Let's find out the answer.
The year was... 2017.
Oh.
Yes, on the nose. That's a win for Loggy! Nah? I feel like if you sell it hard enough, you can get anything over the line.
Absolutely not.
Thanks
but
for
well,
playing, boys. Great to the
Well played, play. Everybody. I don't know what happened there, but I think you get the win, Lingy.
Yes.
I'm going to pay that
yes,
one to
I
you.
I can't believe you're trying to steal it.
Guess the year returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom, Lingy, Loggy, don't worry, bud, and I'll do it.
He's scathing, isn't he? He's a boss, Bowden. This is what you've got to know.
He's writing his trending. That's okay.
Yeah. I scared him.
Goodbye. I think I might have found the new normal.
Okay. Like COVID normal?
Well, kind of, yeah. Well, I guess it's all supply chain issues and all that all spiraled from COVID. That was certainly what a lot of businesses piggybacked to be able to then crank up the prices and just really...
And crank up the prices and slow down the delivery.
That's right. And just gouge us all. Gouge.
I just got in, guys. What are we talking about?
The new normal.
Oh. Yeah. Can we just all agree? So there's two types of people in the world. There's people who drive around with full petrol tanks, and when it gets to like a quarter or three quarters, you know, full, they go back to the petrol station and they just top that up. Yeah. You'd be one of those, Lingy.
I don't like to let it get below a quarter.
Okay.
I let it go way beyond a quarter. And it'll be like, you got 5Ks left. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I can do it. I can get there.
So that could be a side of the tracks thing, because you and I are the same log.
Okay.
No, it's...
I'm pretty sure it's a side of...
When you have to fill it yourself, it's a different story.
I got told it's not good for your engine to let it run right down.
Yeah, mate. That's all right. The kind of cars...
It's money that you get.
Kind of cars we drive, doesn't matter. That's okay.
There's no pistons and all that type
of stuff. No, we don't have. No. It's all pedal power.
Yeah. The Flintstones.
Yabba dabba do.
Yeah. Yabba dabba do.
Certainly our cars, we're not taking to sort of Avalon and putting some jet fuel in and cutting some laps, that kind of thing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm a $20. $20 in, that'll get me through the next few days. My car that I drive to is to and from work essentially, and that's it. And then we've kind of got the family car, so for all sort of outings, we'll use that. So my car will be just run around. It's literally Lara to town to Lara to town, and that's it. Yeah. You know, stop off at the gym. Have I mentioned I've been going to the gym every morning before the show?
We want to get you to tear a t-shirt with your arms one day.
With my chest.
Write that down.
Okay. Then you write that down.
Okay.
Bowden. You're writing already. Write that down. Can we all agree that $30 is the new $20 when it comes to putting a bit of fuel in the car just to get you through?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I've realised is that putting $20 in will get me to work.
Yes.
And that's about it.
I know.
Really?
From Lara, it's pretty exy these days. And so I just was interested to know if it's just me or if everybody else who was a $20 in at a time person is now a $30 in at a time person.
No, I've always just I go to the end and then I fill to the top and I go back. I
have
can't
you hit triple figures?
What do you mean? For paying for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's startling. When you hit that for the first time, you're like, what? That's ticked over $100.
Yeah.
Do you know what makes it easier to cope with that? Not going over and just going $20 at a
but
time.
But see, I can't literally be bothered pulling in, getting out. Oh, I've got to open the cap. I forgot to open the cap. Now I've got to walk back. This is embarrassing. Now I've left the cap. Can be bothered?
That's right. Do you feel every day?
No.
At $20 a pop?
Like I said, no. So now it's $30.
The new normal, $30.
No, it's still probably only once a week, to be honest with you.
Because he rolls a lot of the time, please.
I do. I've got neutral.
He just rolls, especially his car park there in Warm Ponds. Once he jumps over the hill here, he just round, just
straight
rolls.
Down.
Yeah.
Put my arms out the windows and flap.
That's it. Oh, that's what that sound is.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
At a wedding I attended recently, it was an outdoor wedding, I noticed, as often happens at these weddings, a single row of seats at the front, either side of the aisle, and then behind those seats is standing room.
Yeah.
I strongly believe, and I was observing what was happening in this wedding, I strongly believe that those seats are for the parents of those to be married or over the age of 60.
What about, you said
I wanted 50. I wanted 50. Loggy's pulled me up and says 60. If you are under the age of, let's split the difference, 55, do not sit down.
So
if
you're saying
sat down, get up.
Even immediate family that is under 55.
The brother of the bride can be standing up the back.
Why? Wouldn't the bride want him up the front?
I want to be up front. My brother's wedding, I want to be right up the front.
Yeah, sure, stand in the front row, but you don't need to be sitting down.
Stand in the front row.
Standing in the row behind the seat, like so they can see you, but don't sit down. You don't need to be sitting down. Get up. Mm.
No,
move.
I sat down. It was the only time I sat down because I was immediate family, first family wedding, right?
I think other times, never
sat down.
Even if seats are
empty.
Your argument's not holding water, Lingy. I think
your one is just, I'm going to sit down if there's a vacant seat.
Mate, it's like the
theatre.
Selfish. It's like the theatre. Once those doors close and the ceremony starts, They can't get through into intermission anyway, so go sit down.
No way,
it's
no
my
way.
Understanding of how weddings work.
Yeah, yeah.
Carol from Mount Dunedin. Carol, where do you land on this one? Tom or I?
Firstly, I'm cranky at you, mate.
Me?
55? Seriously, you class 55 as old?
Yeah, get him, Carol.
Wow. Are you like 45?
Yeah, 46.
So do you consider yourself 10 years off being old?
I know how my body feels at 42 years of age, and yeah. I consider myself very old and frail.
All right. Well,
anyway, yeah. I think for immediate family and the elderly, yes.
But once it starts, fair game, until such time as someone
yeah,
looks like
game.
They're going to
well, I don't think if it started, you're going to go running up the front anyway.
Exactly. Mm. All right. That's one for me, Carol. Thank you. I appreciate
it's
that.
Really.
All right, Tanya in Lovely Banks. What say you? Can you take a seat at a wedding?
Absolutely not. Those seats are for me, immediate family and Bubba to sit there.
That's it.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
No, not happening. Could you imagine, like, yeah, if there is... The family actually puts seats, as many as they think they need for their immediate family, right?
Yes.
And along comes Tom, this dude that no one really knows, sits at the front and people are going to say, who's this? Where did he come from?
Correct, Tanya.
Why is he sitting next to Bubba? Like, what's happening here? Who's this bando?
Tanya, if the wedding's in Geelong, they'll know who I am.
Oh! Sickening.
Wow.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.